BC craft distillers have told BIV that there are several specific ways in which the BC government is treating them less favorably than it does wineries. For one thing, government markups, or taxes, on spirits is higher than it is for wine. Another beef is that craft distillers have a production limit that they must stay below to gain some tax advantages. Wineries do not have that restriction. Finally, wineries get financial kickbacks, or reimbursements, when they sell products in government-run liquor stores. Distilleries do not. These distinctions are more fully described below, but big picture, distilleries want government to change the system so they can enjoy the same, or similar, subsidies. They are making this an issue now because BC Premier David Eby has many times recently urged residents to buy Canadian alcohol. He has ordered the province's monopoly buyer, the British Columbia Liquor Distribution Branch, BCLDB, to take all U.S. alcohol off store shelves and stop buying all U.S. alcohol. Corn-based whiskey is therefore virtually impossible to find at BC liquor stores because Canadian whiskey producers tend to make products using rye. Private stores still have some U.S. whiskey, which tends to be made mostly from corn, but that supply is dwindling and private store owners are not able to replenish stock because they must buy from the BCLDB, which has halted all U.S. alcohol purchases. A second reason why distillers are now agitating to be treated like wineries is because nearly 7 years have passed since the Business Technical Advisory Panel, liquor policy, which the BC government paid to create to advise it on liquor policy, specifically urged the government to look into what it called inequities and inconsistencies in how the government treats different alcohol producers with government perks and subsidies. "It's absurd that they didn't fix the system right off the bat," said Okanagan Spirits Principal Tyler Dyke, who is also the president of the Craft Distillers Guild of British Columbia, which lists 39 members on its website. The BC government does provide subsidies for BC craft distillers. The perks, however, amount to far less than those offered to wineries that are certified under the BC Vintners Quality Alliance, BCVQA, designation, which mandates that all grapes must be from BC among other requirements. BC taxes spirits at a higher rate than it taxes wine when products are sold through the BCLDB sales channel. The BC government's biggest perk for BCVQA wineries and craft distillers, which are required to make products exclusively from BC ingredients, is that owners can avoid paying any liquor board markup on their products if they sell directly to consumers, or to private stores. This contrasts with selling products through the BCLDB's sales channel, where so-called markups, or essentially taxes, apply. Selling products directly to consumers or stores is often called the farm gate channel. This sales channel sees wineries avoid paying liquor board markups that add 89% to the price of a wine for the first $11.75 per liter that the producer charges as a base price. The BCLDB then adds an extra 27% markup on the remainder of wine's base price. Craft distillers who sell through the BCLDB endure a much bigger 124% markup on the first $21 of the base price per liter. The markup then falls in tranches to 93%, 63%, and 43% on spirits priced at more than $21 per liter. This disparity in markup is one reason why it is so advantageous for distilleries to sell direct to customers or to private stores. BIV asked the BC government why the markups for craft distillers' spirits are so much higher than the markups on BCVQA wine, but the BCLDB sent back a boilerplate information sheet that did not answer the question. It then did not respond to a follow-up email. BC craft distillers must keep production below 50,000 liters to get farmgate subsidies. VQA wineries have enjoyed the perk of avoiding markups when selling farmgate for decades. Craft distillers only got approval for the farmgate pricing perk in 2013, after much lobbying to then-BC Solicitor General Rich Coleman. The good news for distillers is that at least they are on a level playing field with VQA wineries if they avoid the BCLDB sales channel and sell farmgate. Unfortunately, this is only true if those craft distilleries have a total production that is less than 50,000 liters. If they produce 1 liter of product more than that production cap, they get dinged with the government markup on their entire production run, even if they sell it all direct to customers. Dyke told Biv that his company's production has for years been just below that 50,000-liter threshold because going over that limit by just 1 liter would be devastating financially. He estimated that he would owe the BC government an extra $280,000 if he produced 50,000 1 liters of spirits, compared with only 50,000 liters. That extra cost is about 33% more than it would have been a few years ago because of inflation and higher excise taxes, he told Biv. Wineries have no production cap. A BC VQA winery could theoretically make 1 million liters of wine and sell it all direct to customers and enjoy no government markup on a single drop of that wine. Dyke told Biv that he would either like the BCLDB to raise its markup-free production limit for craft distillers or at least to allow distillers to exempt the volume that they sell through the BCLDB sales channel from their 50,000-liter cap. That would mean that they could sell 50,000 liters of product farmgate, and then an unlimited amount to the BCLDB, or to other provincial liquor boards. Biv asked the BC government in an email if it was considering doing this, but the information sheet that the government sent in response did not answer the question. Selling through the BCLDB comes with kickbacks for wineries but not distilleries. BCVQA wineries are treated much better than craft distilleries when the businesses sell their products through the BCLDB. This is not only because the markups on wine are less than those for craft spirits. BCVQA wineries that sell through the BCLDB also enjoy a rebate, or a 50% kickback on the base price of their wines before markups are applied. So, if a BCVQA wine is $10 before the 89% markup is applied, the winery gets back $5. Craft distillers are not eligible for any kickbacks, nor are wineries that are not part of the BCVQA program. The kickbacks, or reimbursements, mean that the government charges BC wineries the same markup as Chilean, French, or other foreign wines. The catch is that if the winery is BCVQA certified, they earn the protectionist measure of the kickback. It's basically an agricultural-based, value-added BC stimulation program, Dyke said. It's a value-added program for basically powering BC's economy through agriculture. We're saying it's not fair to exclude every other producer in the province, except for those that use grapes. G. Corstrom at biv.com, twitter.com/GlenCorstrom, bluesky.com/glencorstrom.bisky.social.